Two packs of matches, one of the cops intoned. Both marked Airport Marina. Morris sighed. They were going through this so slowly, so patiently. It was no better than the autopsy. Did they really think they'd find anything this way? He found the plotting routine intolerable. Janet Ross called that the surgeon's disease, this urge to take decisive action, the inability to wait patiently. Once in an early NPS conference where they were considering a Stage 3 candidate, a woman named Worley, Morris had argued strongly for taking her as a surgical candidate, even though she had several other problems. Ross had laughed. "Poor impulse control," she had said. In that moment, he could cheerfully have killed her, and his murderous feelings were not relieved when Ellis then said, in a clinical, quiet tone, that he agreed that Mrs. Worley was an inappropriate surgical candidate. Morris felt let down in the worst way, even though McPherson said that he thought the candidate had some worth and probably should be listed as a possible and held for a while. Poor impulse control, he thought. The hell with her. Airport Marina, huh? One of the cops said. Isn't that where all the stewardesses stay? I don't know, the other cop said. Morris hardly listened. He rubbed his eyes and decided to get more coffee. He'd been awake for 36 hours straight, and he wasn't going to last much longer. He left the room and went upstairs looking for a coffee machine. There must be coffee someplace in the building. Even cops drank coffee. Everybody drank coffee. And then he stopped, shivering. He knew something about the Airport Marina. The Airport Marina was where Benson had first been arrested, on suspicion of beating up a mechanic. There was a bar in the hotel. It had happened there. Morris was sure of it. He glanced at his watch, and then went out to the parking lot. If he hurried, he'd beat rush hour traffic to the airport. A jet screamed overhead and descended toward the runway as Morris took the airport off-ramp from the freeway and drove down Airport Boulevard. He passed bars and motels and car rental offices. On the radio, he heard the announcer drone, "And on the San Diego Freeway, there's an accident involving a truck blocking three northbound lanes. Computer projection of flow is 12 miles an hour. On the San Bernardino Freeway, a stalled car in the left lane south of the Exeter off-ramp. Computer projection of traffic flow is 31 miles an hour. Morris thought of Benson again. Perhaps computers really were taking over. He remembered a funny little Englishman who had lectured at the hospital and told the surgeons that soon operations would be done with the surgeon on another continent. He would work using robot hands, the signals being transmitted via satellite. The idea had seemed crazy, but his surgical colleagues had squirmed at the thought. On the Ventura Freeway west of Haskell, a two-car collision has slowed traffic. Computer projection is 18 miles an hour. He found himself listening to the traffic report intently. Computers or not, the traffic report was vital to anyone who lived in Los Angeles. You learn to pay attention to any traffic report automatically, the way people in other parts of the country automatically paid attention to...